Welcome to Bi Plus, podcasting to the Bi Plus universe. I'm Elizabeth Meacham, and today we have Sheila Lambert of the Bi Writers Association. She's going to talk with us about the Bi Writers Association and the Bisexual Book Awards. But first, could you please tell us a little bit about yourself, Sheila?
Well, I came out as bi when I was 16. And when I went to college, I mean, back in those days, the olden days, there was no, you know, gay straight alliance meetings at high schools.
Yeah.
So we were just on our own. There was no Will and Grace on TV or Ellen or anything like that. Basically, no one was out except Gore Vidal. And so I came out at 16 to my friends. Luckily, all my friends were hippies. So they were like, high five, you know. And then when I went to college, there was a gay group, and it was basically six gay boys and me. So it was like a small private college. And since I was the only woman, they asked me to be the female co-chair. So I said, well, okay, I'll do it, but I need you to add the word bisexual to the name of this group. Because this was before even lesbians were complaining and asking to be added. So it was only, you know, gay. I forget the entire name of the group, but so they were like, okay, fine. No problem. Just we'll add that in if you'll be our co-chair. So, but, you know, in New York, the community here was a lot more daunting because, you know, they'd been doing gay since the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And, or at least the 70s. And they're like, you know, we're not interested in being inclusive. We don't want to add the word bisexual or transgender to anything. And it took time, but we were able to change the name of the center, which used to be the Gay and Lesbian Community Center here in Community Services Center here in New York. And after 10 years of working on it, we finally got them to change the name. I teamed up with a transgender activist so we could get both done at the same time and have, you know, both communities supporting us. And that got changed. And so we also managed to get the name of the march, the Pride March, changed. That was also gay and lesbian. And also 10 years of work, we got it changed to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. But now it's just Pride, New York, NYC Pride, you know, which is fine too. I mean, as long as we're not being excluded, you know, I'm okay. And also with the film festival, which was lesbian and gay, and we managed to get that changed too. So, you know, those were the big trifecta here in New York. And there were some other ones that had changed on their own. And now, you know, it's pretty much standard now.
Mm-hmm.
After years of doing that, you know, this whole banging your head against the wall, it just got really frustrating for me. And I decided I'd like to do something that had more of a positive feel for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, you know, that's when I decided to start the Bi Writers Association and later the Bisexual Book Awards, because I feel like if a community has a culture, people are more willing to accept it as, okay, you exist.
Yeah.
You know, Because we're constantly fighting that whole bisexual erasure thing, and about how, you know, somehow in LGBT the B is silent.
Yeah.
So instead of banging my head against the wall, because those changes that I mentioned before, those big changes, those took 10 years apiece. You know, you work on it for a couple years, then you kind of, okay, well, we've achieved as much progress as we can for now, so give it a rest for a couple years and then do some more.
Yeah.
You know, you push it as far as you can, you know, and the main thing is to not give up, to just be persistent. And, sometimes it's very discouraging to feel like you're only moving the needle an inch.
Yeah.
But I found, you know, if you keep going back and going back and going back, eventually, you know, because some of the people who were on the boards were, you know, were getting younger and younger, and they grew up
yes.
in the era of inclusiveness, and they're like, yeah, of course we would want to include that.
Yeah.
You know, instead of fighting tooth and nail to keep it out.
It's really interesting how over the past like 5 years, things have suddenly got easier in some ways. And on the other hand, they've been harder in some ways. But just because, you know, it's easy to find other bisexuals now, for example. But at the same time, when you're older and you've been through so much, you've got all this experience. And I think there's a little bit of ageism that goes on still. Absolutely. And a bit of dismissiveness that I've encountered from younger people, especially, well, of course, it's always going to be straight people, right? But especially well-meaning straight people who are trying to help, but have a hard time knowing their spot and it ignoring their, you know, staying in their lane, so to speak. But it's I think it's very easy to get exhausted as an activist.
Yes.
Right now,
especially. I decided at a certain point, I have to, not that I want to stop being an activist or an organizer, but I want to do it yeah. in a more positive vein.
Yeah.
And, so I decided, let me put up something that the bi community doesn't have for itself right now.
Yeah.
You know, which is the Bisexual Book Awards, because when writers are toiling away to write a book with bisexual characters or dealing with bisexual subject matter, you know, they can really just easily fall through the cracks unless they're a celebrity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Cumming's memoir is not going to fall through the cracks, but,
yeah,
but all these other ones could. And so I wanted to give these books a chance. I wanted to have somewhere that people could feel, okay, when I'm done writing this book, it has somewhere to go, somewhere that's going to help it get noticed,
mm-hmm.
you know? So the Bisexual Book Awards came into being, and this is our 10th season, which I cannot believe. I mean, the first two seasons, I didn't even call it annual.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to jinx it. Or feel embarrassed if it fails.
Yeah. And then when it's annual, you're kind of committed, you know?
Yes. Like,
maybe I want to do it every other year. I don't know yet, but yes, I understand that. But yeah.
So,
but let's get back to the Bi Writers Association before we get on the book awards. I visited the website and what do you do for writers? And also there's other projects you're into. Could you yes. tell us a bit about all that?
We started some new projects this year. And, well, you know, we started just as a, well, back, you know, also quaintly in the days of email lists, which Yahoo decided to just shut down.
Yeah, the Yahoo groups. Yeah.
But, you know, we had an email list so that we could talk to each other and ask each other questions. You know, people who had been in the business longer than us, you know, how do we handle this? When a publisher says this, what should I do? You know, when an editor, you know,
yeah.
I want to ask my editor this, how should I handle that? Because, you know, I had started freelancing in queer magazines. And, you know, I had a lot of questions.
Yeah.
That was one reason for starting it. And also because we were lobbying the Lammy Awards to have a bisexual category, which they hadn't for the first 18 years of their existence, which someone pointed out to us. And we were like, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we lobbied them and eventually we got them to agree to it. And then we had to go and find books because they had a rule. You had to have at least 10 books to have a category. So we had to go hunt down books. And then, you know, I was a judge there for 6 years, I think. Yeah, from 2006 to 2012, which was when we started the Bisexual Book Awards, because, you know, we really needed to offer, you know, people who were working so hard to turn these books out,
mm-hmm.
to give them more categories mm-hmm. that they could submit to.
Yeah.
And have a chance of winning.
Yeah.
So, you know, because now we have literary fiction, we have nonfiction, we have memoir bio. We have, I'm starting to resort to our little nicknames.
That's okay.
You know, a lot of the categories. Well, all the categories have a nickname, just between us judges.
Yeah.
But speculative fiction, which includes like bi-fi, sci-fi. Let me look at the list because the list is so long.
How many categories are there in total?
It kind of varies from year to year, depending on what people sent in. But there is usually around 10 book categories, and then there's two special categories.
Okay.
So there's, as I mentioned, nonfiction, memoir, biography, literary fiction, romance, sometimes erotic fiction, although that's kind of traveling online. Speculative fiction, which is bi-fi, sci-fi, fantasy, paranormal, horror, etc. Teen young adult, which is often called YA, poetry, mystery, and sometimes, I think this year we're going to have a graphic novel / memoir, graphic memoir category. Sometimes we've had anthology. One year we even had play scripts. But then we also have Publisher of the Year and by Writer of the Year. And that category, the other categories, the other book categories are open to people of any orientation. But the by Writer of the Year is a special category only awarded to openly bisexual. You know, bi plus, bisexual, pansexual, fluid, biromantic, blah, 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 you know, anything in the bisexual ballpark.
Okay. Somebody under the umbrella. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And yes. You've been doing this for 10 years now, did you say?
This is our 10th season, yeah. Wow. It's kind of shocking, considering what I told you about how at first I'm like, I don't know. So I didn't even use the word annual to the third year.
Man.
But it's been, more and more people are interested in being judges. And
I've seen that you've asked for on Facebook in a couple of places. I think we're in the same places. But when do you guys hold the awards?
Well, we announce them sometime in the fall.
Okay.
And then like March, April, we're voting.
Okay.
Like mid-March to sometimes into April. And because I do like a rolling vote, one category at a time, so I can be there to work with them. I like to supervise and make sure everything is fair.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's things people might have seen done in other awards that I feel might not give all the books a fair shot.
Yeah.
In terms of how you're handling the voting.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people narrow it down to too few books too quickly.
Yeah.
I like to leave it open a little more,
mm-hmm.
and let the best books rise to the top of that list, you know.
And how many judges do you get for total to help you out with this?
Well, we try to have 4 judges per category.
Okay.
Like this year for our biggest categories, I doubled that. And there were 3 categories that I separated into 2 parts. Because I wanted to make sure that they had time to read all of the books.
Yeah.
Pandemic has kind of thrown some people's life into chaos.
Yes.
Some people are working really long hours and plus they're, doing more, they're acting as teachers for their kids.
Yeah.
You know, or as tutors now that the kids are back to school. And it's harder for people to focus.
Yeah.
I think.
Everything's kind of chaotic right now. Yes.
Yeah.
It's
And I think that some of the publishers were holding back books because they wanted to wait till the pandemic was over.
Yeah.
But then the pandemic was running too long.
Yes.
They just kind of dumped them out this year. And so I didn't know how many would be submitted. So I wanted to make sure that it wouldn't be like an avalanche.
So what's the process for the books when they're awarded? So you have these judges, and then what happens after they read the books?
Well, as they're reading the books, I like to have them discuss the books as they're going along. So they will do a little mini review of a book. We have 3 main criteria, which is quality mm-hmm. of writing about bisexuality, and then quantity of bisexuality. And it's sort of like a 3-legged stool. All those things have to be well balanced.
Yes.
And so, they will give stars to the book, and then they'll do a little 1 paragraph mini review, or some people will do a full review. That's what they like to do. So we don't require that, but some people, that's what they feel more comfortable doing. So, and then other people will respond either with their own mini review on the same thread, or they'll just say a few things. Respond to what the other judge said. Yeah, I agree with this, or I disagree with that, and this is what I think, blah, blah.
Okay, so does everybody, so I guess my question would be, how many books do you get submitted, and how do you, if you've only got four judges, how do you weed through all that? Do all the judges read all the same books, or do you have some assigned to these people and some assigned to those people?
No, they read the same books.
Okay.
But, you know, not all the books in a category that get published get sent in to us.
Okay.
So,
of course.
So they read the books, they discuss them, and then by the time voting comes along, they're ready to vote if they've done the reading. Some people, you know, they're procrastinators, so voting comes around and they're like, oh, I think I'll be done by, you know, the end of the weekend. Oh, I need another 2-3 days.
Yeah.
I need a week.
Yeah, no.
But in any case, you know, whichever team is ready
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the voting period, you know, I'll work with them first. And then, you know, we'll just go down the line.
Okay.
So that the people aren't done with their reading can keep going while the other people are voting.
Okay. Makes sense.
That helps me too, because I really can't focus on more than one team voting at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's understandable.
Because we want to make sure that we do the math right. It kind of depends on how close, if the judges are kind of close in their opinions of the books,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to figure out who are the finalists and who's the winners.
Okay.
You know, if they're far apart from each other in their opinions, then we have to employ math, you know, and there might have to be 2 rounds of voting. Like I said, I know that people put a lot of toil and effort
into
producing a book with bisexuality in it. So I want to make sure that everybody's book gets a fair shot.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ones that the judges feel had the highest quality and really had some bisexuality in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, more than just perfunctory. It's the more the bisexuality is present and the better it's written about, then, you know, the higher up that book is going to rise.
Definitely.
On the list, you know, as they're voting. And that's why I like people to discuss the books as they go along, so they really have a clear idea, and to write, you know, down those notes.
Yeah.
In the mini review, so they really have a clear idea by the time we get to the voting period of, you know, which books are which.
Yeah, I like the idea that the judges discuss the books with each other, because people miss things when they're reading, and it really gives you as a judge a chance to you know, make sure you didn't miss anything wrong, but see things from other people's point of view, and maybe might change your mind about a book, maybe, or at least a
part of the book. Sometimes it does, yeah. And sometimes, you know, I can't really put my finger on something that I liked or didn't like about a book, and then someone says it.
Yeah.
And like, yes, that's what I was feeling.
Yeah.
But I couldn't figure it out. And now I know.
Yeah. Sometimes people just read things wrong. I had a friend that was discussing something with me, and I went back and read whatever she was talking about, and she just missed like 6 important words. It got the complete wrong impression from it. So when you're discussing things, you have that chance to flesh things out like that. And mm-hmm. She was a speed reader. I'm not a speed reader. So she said read wrong or bad.
You had to go slow.
Yeah.
And also I can find out, you know, when I see them talking about the books, and if I see something that gets a really high rating, I'm like, okay, I'm reading that book next.
Yeah.
You know, because they just have to read the books in their category. I'm reading like 50 books a season. Yes. I'm trying to read books from all the categories. Man. And, you know, when I'm booking writers, authors for our big show at the end of the season, our multi-arts reading and award ceremony, I want to get the best authors for that. So I'm reading those recommendations, and I try to read every, you know, finalist and winner book so that I can book good, good authors for our show.
Yeah, definitely.
So we've been doing this for 10 years, and, you know, some other ideas were percolating in my brain of other things that I wanted to do. And so we kind of broke out this year.
Yeah, I saw that. You have more than just books.
Yeah, well, we've been focused on writing and writers, but I really, our awards shows always, the multi-arts readings always incorporated other things like music and art, sometimes even theater. So I was trying to figure out what can I do to really bring other types of artists in and start, you know, reaching out to them more too. So I started a group called By People in the Arts. Okay. And it's just like a relaxed, casual hangout group.
Okay. And, is that on accessible through the same website, or is that a different website?
Through the NYC By Meetup.
Okay.
And also the Boston By Meetup.
Okay.
We've expanded to there, and I'm just looking for, you know, other major cities that have like a nice active meetup to, you know, feel comfortable enough for us to be able to post our monthly events on there. So we meet on the second Thursday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern. So that would be 5 p.m. on the West Coast. And, you know, forever in between.
And you're doing this online or in person?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all virtual, and it's going to stay virtual because otherwise, you know, it has to be local, whereas this wants to be a national thing.
Yeah. Okay. I see. Yeah. That's awesome.
So it's exciting. We're going to, you know, we're hanging out. We're sharing our art with each other. Last month, the theme was, you know, art that was inspired by your bisexuality in some way, or, you know, by community, anything like that. This month, the theme is love, since we're going to be meeting on the 10th, which is a few days before Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And, so, you know, any artwork you've done that responds to that theme, or if you haven't, you know, you can bring anything. I'm not a big stickler for rules. It's, you know, a casual hangout. And just to be able to get to know each other and each other's work. And then, you know, when I'm looking for a musician or an artist to participate in our show, might be easier to find one.
Yeah, it's that's pretty cool. How long have you been working on this aspect of it, this newer aspect of it?
By People in the Arts since the summer. Yeah,
since the summer.
Our first meeting.
Okay, so about 6 months. Yeah.
You know, but I found that by putting it on the meetup, you know, we had 12 people.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I'm trying to go by meetups, because just me going to meetings constantly every day, you know, it doesn't drum up that much participation. It's when it's on the meetup that people join, because it's so easy. So, the other thing even before I started the Bisexual Book Awards, I had wanted to do a bi writers conference. When our 10th anniversary came around, I felt like it's now or never. So, you know, I put feelers out. We could, you know, still use more help, but we have a committee, and we're putting together this conference for Saturday, September 24th. So it's the week of Bi Visibility Week. It's the day after Bi Visibility Day.
Yeah.
I was asked to speak. I was going to this bi group virtually in Connecticut because I really liked the moderator. And then he, after, you know, a few months, he said they were doing this bi talk series if I would like to be the guest. So I said, okay. And, but the person who interviewed me was not him. It was the executive director of the New Haven Pride Center. And I started talking about the conference and he got very excited and offered, you know, to help.
Oh, cool.
So we are collabing on this conference. So I'm very excited about that.
That is exciting. That's, you're going to do it this September. You're trying for this September. Are you going to?
We're going to do it.
Awesome.
So basically, there's going to be one track that's like readings and open mics, and anyone can come to that, you know, doesn't matter. And we're going to have one that's like writing skills workshops, and we're going to have a track that is panels of like agents and editors and publishers.
And that's going to be in September. Do you have a location or is it going to be all online at this
point? The conference. Yes. Yeah. It's going to be all online.
Okay. Okay.
And it's going to be, you know, which will make it a lot cheaper.
Yeah. A lot more affordable.
And a lot more participation.
Yes. And a lot less likely to be canceled because of COVID. So there you go.
Yes. Yes. We don't have to worry about that. But back to the conference, there's also going to be a track that has to do with learning to be your own publicist. So we want to teach people skills so they can write a book. We want to teach people or write a better book. You know, we want to give people skills so they can get that book published. And we want to give people skills so they can help publicize that book once it's out there.
Yeah.
It's really going to be up to them. So, you know, we want to save people a lot of time and heartache.
Yeah.
And we want to get more books out there, books that could come into the Bisexual Book Awards and could let people know they exist. And, you know, I really want to help authors. And, but like I said, there's that whole track so that, you know, they can read from their book or their manuscript. Mm-hmm. They could get some of their friends in on it. You know, people can have an hour slot to do a reading or an open mic or, you know.
It's pretty cool.
Send us a plan what they want to do with that time. And we'll give them that time to do it.
That's cool. I'm gonna have this up, if you don't mind, sending me the links for everything and put this up on our episode page too.
No, I don't mind at all.
Yeah.
You know, the more we can get the word out, the better.
Yeah, because that's pretty cool. I don't remember seeing that on your website when I looked. I was kind of mostly looking at the book awards, I guess.
And well, we haven't announced it yet.
Oh, that's why.
We haven't announced it yet because it's been in the planning phase since last summer.
Okay, so this is your official announcement then. You know, realize I'm going to... You're announcing it here.
You know, it's going to be a one-time thing. You know, you know, putting on this book awards ain't easy. It's a lot of work.
But didn't you just say
I'd rather time off from that And instead of doing that, I decided to put on a conference.
Yeah, yeah.
And but start
did you say
group.
That the book awards was a, you know, you started out not knowing and now it's 10 years later?
Yeah, well, you know, anyone else in the Bi Writers Association, if they want to put on a similar conference, they are welcome to.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and I don't put on, you know, the easy conference that all the bi's will be flocking to. No, I put on a bi writers conference. But it's what I know the most about in terms of the arts. So hopefully I'll have the connections to get all the right people in to teach these workshops.
That's pretty cool. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
And good luck on, and I'm sure you'll do fine. Especially.
Oh, and I've got an amazing person as our keynote speaker, Cecilia Tan. She's a very well-known queer author. She has a publishing company, Circlet Press.
Okay.
It's very well-known, especially for kind of spec fic, erotica hybrids.
Yeah.
They're known for, and my book was published there, and she had a story in my book.
Oh, cool. So, now what's your book?
Best Bi Short Stories.
Okay.
Which is, you know, bisexual fiction in many genres.
Okay.
With a great diversity of, you know, age of protagonists and diversity of different genres, different time periods, anywhere from, you know, the medieval age to far in the future.
Okay. Is it anthology?
Right here and now.
Is it an anthology? Okay.
It's an anthology.
And when did it come out?
2014.
Okay. So, but it's out there. And if I wanted to find it, it's Circlet Press.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. And
Riverdale Avenue Press Books has taken over Circlet Press.
Okay.
But Cecilia is still involved. So I don't know how they divide everything up, but
yeah, things get absorbed.
In any case, she has, you know, keynoted at a lot of writers' conferences. She's much in demand. She's a great writer. And I feel very excited to have her as a keynote speaker.
That is exciting.
So that's what we're working on. That and the Bi People in the Arts group. And then when we're done with the conference, I'm going to do a Frida Kahlo festival.
A what kind of festival?
Frida Kahlo.
She's a famous artist. Okay.
She's my favorite artist. She was bisexual.
Yeah.
And I have images of her all over the house. I have jewelry with her image on it, whether it's, you know, she did a lot of self-portraits.
Yes.
And a lot of beautiful photographs were made of her.
Real quick before we have to get going here, I want to go over the book awards. We talked about, you know, how you chose them. Can anyone submit, like, or are they just submitted by authors, or can, like, say, oh, hey, I know of a book. Can I nominate a book? How does that work?
If you nominate a book, we'll go after it.
Okay, so anybody can nominate a book.
Yes.
Okay, and then...
And the author or the publisher would normally submit it.
Okay. And is there a charge for submission?
There is.
Okay.
The fee this year has been $35.
Okay.
I don't think I would be raising it next year. Yeah. Not with the pandemic going on.
Yeah. And that fee goes towards, I know it goes towards the awards itself, correct? And then administrative expenses. And then are self-published things, or do they always have to have like a publisher?
Self-published, we take self-published books.
Okay. And yeah. I saw, Is that the one on the website? But you need a hard copy of them somehow, correct? Like a PDF?
We, for the judges, we just take like a PDF.
Okay.
Which we guard with our life, you know.
Yeah.
Those things do not leak. And but we get one hard copy for our library.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you do need something at least. So if it's an online book, you at least need to be able to provide one hard copy. I kind of wanted to ask, with the COVID-19, is this next award ceremony for the book awards going to be in person? Is that going to be online as well?
No. And I don't think we'll be doing them in person anymore because we have so many more people attending.
Yeah.
From all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Now that it's online and we can easily make a recording of it so that it can be there in perpetuity for people. If they couldn't make it that day, they can watch it later. And then also, it's easier to get authors to be on the program.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't, you know, no travel expenses.
Yes. Yeah.
So, it's just easier all around.
Yeah.
For
technology is a wonderful thing. I don't think I could do this without Zoom myself. So, this podcast probably wouldn't be around if there weren't that technology. So one last question. At least on my side here. So in the past awards, do you have a book that for you that's a personal favorite? Or are there just too many to choose from?
Yeah, there really are. But if you look on our website, bywriters.org, under finalists and winners, or winners and finalists, whatever it is. The writer of the year, under there, you'll probably see my favorites.
Okay.
In the nominees and in the winning author.
Okay.
For all 9 years that we've done this so far, because, you know, we're still mid-season.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the 10th annual. Okay. So, yeah, you know, it's so lucky for me because I get to read all these great books.
Yeah.
I mean, not all of them are great.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that are really worthwhile.
Okay.
You know, and there's some great ones that show up in all the categories.
Okay. You're not going to be partial. I get it.
They're all my children.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I used to write book reviews and stuff, but I stopped doing that once I started doing this.
Yeah.
Because I'm the director, so I kind of have to be impartial, except when we're choosing the by writer of the year. Yeah. Obviously I have to, you know,
throw my
vote for that.
Somebody's got to make its decision somewhere. Yep.
Yeah. But anyway. You know, I noticed in all the other book awards that usually they have some kind of special one.
Yeah.
That relates to the kind of book awards that they are. So I thought that we should do that too. And since we are the By Writers Association, I thought that we should have a special award for By Writer of the Year, especially since, you know, there's so many people, non-bi people, also submitting books in all the book categories.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure that a bi person was going to win something.
Yeah.
And So we have achieved that.
Awesome.
And, you know, we look for a book where the author really bared their soul,
mm-hmm.
you know, or provided a lot of knowledge.
Okay.
And, but the nominees, even if they didn't win, obviously the nominees are books that I really cherish.
Yeah.
So sometimes there's a book I feel was overlooked that goes on my list. And sometimes it's something that I agree with, you know, all the other judges.
Yeah. That's it. I'm very impressed with the work you all do. I cannot read that. I read, but I can't read that fast or that much quantity. I just can't imagine having to read through 50 books in a few months. You know, is there anything we missed today that you wanted a chance to talk about?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, like doing my best to put the B in LGBT to make sure that B is not silent and not being erased. You know, in my corner of the world, that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
And I love it, you know, that so many other people are going for that journey with me, you know, that they value, you know, the work that the Bisexual Book Awards does, and they devote themselves to making sure mm-hmm. that we can, you know, get these books heard.
Yes.
And champion the quality. But, you know, we get the word, any book that comes in, I will do a posting on Facebook for them.
Oh,
with
cool.
their synopsis and a little mini bio of the author.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're championing all of the books. You know, anything that's submitted to us that, you know, the author or the publisher is throwing in with us.
Yeah.
For their book. You know, we try to give them some publicity. And the ones that the judges see fit to be the highest of the books, the best quality, we champion those extra hard.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we want bi people to have something to read.
Yeah.
Bi, pan, fluid, you know, whatever. Hate labels, whatever that person's identity is within the umbrella of bisexuality.
Mm-hmm.
We want to, and whatever genre of book they like to read, mm-hmm. we want them to have something.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and it's just nice to know you're not alone out there. You know, there's this whole world available to us now that, you know, it's always been there, but now we have access to it in our own literature and our own culture, and we're building our own bi culture, which is an important thing to have. So,
yeah, like, you know, we put out a reading list basically mm-hmm. every year. It's vetted by the judges. And so people know, you know, these books are safe to read for a bi person. And, you know, that's something that we as a community didn't have before. And it's something that I really needed.
Yeah.
As a person who loves to read.
Yeah.
And who wants to see, you know, my identity reflected in what I'm reading.
Yeah. And you want to read something you can relate to, you know.
Yes.
Perfectly now.
Yes, yes. And I have to say that, you know, our judges also have become kind of a community, and, you know, they have deep discussions about what should constitute a good buy book in mm-hmm. this category, particular category, and in general.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm very proud of them and the work that they do.
Yeah.
And like I said, when a community has a culture, they're taken more seriously as a community.
Yeah.
So we have something for ourselves, and we are providing a kind of visibility to the world. Hey, we're here. We've got books.
Awesome. You know, so. Well, and we enjoy the work you do. So thank you for joining us, Sheila. Sheila Lambert of the Bi Writers Association. And you can find information about the Bi Writers Association and the Bisexual Book Awards at www.biwriters.org. The Bi Writers Conference will be, the 24th of September?
Yes, Saturday, September 24th. And our Bi People in the Arts is the second Thursday of the month.
Awesome.
Which you can join by right now by joining either the Tri-State NYC Tri-State by the title is just so long.
Yeah. But if
you type in NYC by Meetup,
okay,
it'll take you to it.
Now, can a little girl from Kansas
and Boston join, I think Boston by Meetup also. Those are the two we have right now.
Okay.
And I hope to expand that to other meetups around the country so that people can find out about us.
Okay. Can I join it from Kansas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the cool thing.
Again, thank you, Sheila.
Thank you for doing this.
Not a problem. I've had a good time.
Happy to be able to, you know, let your listeners know what we've been up to and what they can get involved in.
Yeah. And there's a lot out there, guys. So definitely check everything out. I'm Elizabeth Meacham. Remember, there is a whole Bi Plus universe ready to embrace you. Reach out and find your community.